Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes, and I'm from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock giving you information on real estate and finance.
And related topics.
And related topics.
And this is one of them.
Today is no exception. We've got Leslie Myers, Puget Sound Energy. Thanks again so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Today.
Yeah.
So we found out we can get free stuff from you if you're a business. Free light bulbs, get an energy audit, converting everything over to LED. Mm-hmm. If you're a consumer, a resident, you said 30?
30.
Up to 30 light bulbs.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's significant.
I wish I would have known that because the other day I was in one of my favorite hardware stores in Renton, McClendon's.
Love it.
And
they're not a sponsor.
I walk in and guess what? I know they're not a sponsor.
No, I'm saying that. We're not saying it because we're not plugging them because we get money from
them. Yeah.
No, I love McClendon's. Yeah.
I walk in and I get a free light bulb.
Oh, yeah. That was us.
That was you.
Mm-hmm.
So then I bought my stuff and then I left, changed my shirt, and I came back in again. Got another free light bulb.
That's all you bald all white guys.
No, I'm just kidding about that part. But
I bet you're not.
I put a hat on.
I was going to say.
You didn't change your shirt.
Yeah.
Put a hat.
Yeah, that's right. I would have known I could have got 30, heck, that would have saved me a trip.
Well, you can get 30 more in addition to the two you already got.
Oh, yeah.
There that's you go.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
This guy loves saving money. I'm going to tell you what. Loves, loves, loves it. I do too. I'm fiscally conservative. It's one of the reasons we've gotten along for 15 years. We're both fiscally conservative.
It's just kind of fun. You know, sometimes if you can save, you know, and
well, why would you want to waste money?
Absolutely.
It makes no sense. Like, this is the biggest no-brainer.
Oh, for sure.
You should sign up for this thing immediately.
Right.
And again, people, you can go to the PSE.com website and there's, you know, under my business, you can get in there and sign up for this stuff. I mean, actually, you said that if it's a Renton business, because you have that one coming up August 28th through the 30th, mm-hmm. I know you said you're going to be roaming around in downtown.
We're going door to door.
Renton, mm-hmm. But someone could sign up in advance, right?
Oh, sure.
So how can they reach you?
Yeah, if people want to schedule a time or let me know, because we're going to be there Tuesday through Thursday doing the sign-ups.
Right.
And if you want to go ahead and schedule a time or you want us to not come because it's lunchtime and don't come at this and you just want to let me know, you can call or text me at 425-365-3450. You can also email me if you want, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, dot Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, at PSE.com. But calling and texting works too, and we'll just put you on the list and try to accommodate you.
And we're going to have your information on the TeamReba.com website.
Perfect.
And our blog. And so everywhere this gets posted, your information will be there. We'll make sure that there's a link, obviously, to the PSE site, so it's real simple for people. But I'm so excited about this program. Super excited.
I got a couple practical questions. So, a lot of businesses have the big long fluorescent tubes. I've got the same thing in a big workshop that I have.
I have one in my garage. I would like to replace that.
I mean, my house is all LED already, except for the garage with those big fluorescent tubes.
Uh-huh.
How do you? Is there a LED alternative to those?
There is. That's where the ballasts come in. I think you have to.
Yeah. They sell them at McClendon's, by the way.
Oh, McClendon's, not the sponsorship.
I just happened to actually see them the other day because I almost bought one on site, and then I was like, I don't have time to install it yet. Don't buy anything
McClendon's
you can't install
is not
yet.
Not a sponsor, nor is the
no,
Owl
they're not.
Room.
If the Owl Room wants to sponsor me, I'd be happy.
You would totally go for it.
I will go for it.
I like it.
Yes.
I might have to go down to the Owl Room with you sometime because this sounds fun.
We might have to do a remote from the Owl Room.
There you go. I like it. And maybe we'll have gotten them all new lighting by then.
There you go.
So that won't be quite the
you'll
night owl. It'll just be the lit up owl.
You'll be able to read the menu.
Without my glasses. I love it.
Good.
But there's some retrofitting that
there
has to
are.
Go into your
okay.
thing. And then the new LED linear
okay.
bulbs can fit.
Ooh, linear. Okay.
I like it.
Linear, that means
okay.
long.
I got it.
Yes. I love how technical we're hitting on the show today.
Yeah. So
ballast and linear.
I know.
Spotlights,
feeling very
floodlights.
Smart.
All of that, right?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Dimmable? Can we be dimmable?
Good question.
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I believe LEDs can be dimmed. And
if it's
on there,
I have some that are.
Uh-huh. And we've done, you know, we go and we do hair salons. You know, we go places that are pretty specific and they have lighting plans. Yeah. And we work with the business owner to see exactly what they need. Mm. The LEDs also come in different color temperatures. And you can have a preference if you say, I want more daylight or I want more, you know, warmer.
Well, yeah, that's what we restaurants need because they've got to have mood lighting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And especially like you mentioned, if you're going into a cosmology or, you know, salon, that kind of thing. Yeah, they want to have like certain lighting that's for different types of services that they provide.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so if you're getting your hair cut, you want a certain kind of light going on. If you're getting makeup done, if you're having nails done, that all of it's very specific.
Yeah. You mentioned Vashon earlier, mm-hmm. your favorite mm-hmm. island.
Yes.
And we did one of these over there a couple years ago. And there's a restaurant on the island called the Hardware Store.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they have an art gallery space in the back mm-hmm. of their restaurant. Yeah. And they had some special art lighting requirements.
Oh, yeah.
And we were able to do that. Really? So even stuff like that, where you've got like, you've got a really special situation,
yeah,
we can work with you.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay, so again, if you're in the Renton area, particularly in the downtown, you guys are going to be there August 28th through the 30th. But if you're, let's say you're in another part of Renton, are you guys going to other parts of Renton anytime soon, or if someone just wants to, they have to wait till you go up into another neighborhood?
People can get this. Businesses can get this anytime. We can schedule it anytime. But
you did say that you guys try and do density when you do the cluster of these.
Right, right. Okay. So like when we do a campaign, we're looking for urban density, which is why we decided on the downtown Renton area in this in this case. But if you're anywhere in our service area, we can schedule that and work with you to make it happen. This is just like a special campaign to go door to door to make it happen.
Right.
Because everybody says they're going to look into it and they're going to sign up.
Exactly.
We actually like, here we are.
Here we are.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I love proactivity.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. That's... love it. I'm trying to think of all the business owners that I know are down there. So, you know, we're going to, because I think this is such a tremendous program. I was telling you during one of our breaks, I want to make sure and get, you know, the copy of this show because all of these are recorded. They go out on social media. We'll make sure it's out on LinkedIn. So if there's any business owners on there or any other professionals that I know, great, fantastic. I want to make sure we get this over to the Renton Chamber so they can blast it out. And I'll personally help you if you like, you know, getting on Renton Reporter and see if we can get it on their community calendar at least.
Lovely.
Because even though this is an ongoing program, this is a very useful, beneficial, can't believe I haven't heard about it before now kind of thing,
right?
I mean, it's tremendous. So business owners who are out there, please, please, please go start signing up for this thing because, one, it benefits you directly. It also benefits our area directly by reducing, you know, power on the grid mm-hmm. and anything we can do to make that happen and not have the issues on the east side that we're concerned about having come up. It's just from an individual to a regional perspective, it's a good thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Right. The first step in sustainability is conservation.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely. What are the things you got going on over there at PSE? Are there cool projects or programs going on?
Well, because I'm wondering, like customer outreach manager, do you what other kinds of stuff do you do besides screwing in light bulbs?
One of the biggest parts of my job is to work with nonprofits. We make some gifts to nonprofits to help them with their programs. And then also use that as a way to talk to their clients. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, almost every time, a nonprofit that serves a person is also our customer.
Right.
And frequently, they're the ones that we can't really get to. So I work with nonprofits a lot to help their customers save money, do the same kind of thing. It's the whole like energy efficiency. I do a lot of like HOA meetings and neighborhood association meetings.
Okay.
If people have
awesome.
Like questions about solar, we have a lot of questions about how to install solar. What are the benefits of it?
Love it.
Yeah. Anything to do with like carbon footprinting when it comes to your electricity or gas usage, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that's how I spend a lot of my time is talking about sustainability and energy conservation.
You know what? You mentioned the HOA thing. I don't know if you guys came to my neighborhood. I happen to live in the Victoria Park neighborhood of Renton. And I noticed we got a lighting upgrade in my neighborhood to LED lights.
Like on your streets?
On our streets. And it has made a tremendous difference. Because sometimes, you know, a lot of people know I have my dog Rusty and we go walking out at night. So it feels safer. So I want to thank you directly for all this. Leslie Myers, Customer Outreach Manager from Puget Sound Energy, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Go get your free lights.
All right. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks again for listening in.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.